First of all, Greg, I want to congratulate you on the award that you received here at the St. Louis Ag Club. That's the Agribusiness Leader of the Year. How does that make you feel, first of all?
It was a surprise. It was a pleasant surprise. I put in a lot of time volunteering over the years, but I never really thought about it. And it's really nice that folks acknowledge that time and effort, and it just makes you feel a lot better about putting in those many hours.
Well, I'm going to turn just for a second, since I know that you've been very involved in the biofuels arena. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on out in the industry right now, whether it's on the soybean and biodiesel side or ethanol for that matter. But looking at ethanol in particular, how do you feel about where we're at going in with a new administration in D.C. and what that means for the future of the industry?
Well, I think that we're going to see a definite commitment to biofuels out of this administration and out of this Congress. What's a little bit frightening, though, is this trend towards what they're calling next-generation biofuels. When I look at the way that the corn growers in particular have responded in increasing acreage and the technology that allows us to build our yields to where in a year that we thought we were going to have practically a disaster, we had a bumper crop. And we see a trend away from utilizing those bushels for ethanol. And what that's going to do to us is that we're going to start building surpluses again. We're going to start building our carryover stocks. The price is going to go down. And I predicted a year ago October, that within 2 to 3 years, a lot of farmers were going to find themselves in a net loss position because of the high input costs and the lack of market and the lower costs for our final product. That's coming to pass a lot sooner than I expected it would. And I think that this trend towards biomass ethanol is going to be a real challenge for the growers and a challenge economically for the ethanol industry and consumers.
Well, we certainly wish everybody in the industry well as we go into the new year this year. And I want to, again, congratulate you on your award from the St. Louis Agribusiness Club. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.